Okay, our first presenter is Mitch Baum. He's from Iowa State University.
All right, hi. Thank you all for coming. Today I'm going to be talking about the interaction of hybrid relative maturity on corn grain yield. Now, intuitively, planting early allows the crop to obtain more nutrients, gather more sunlight, and to more closely reach its yield potential. But for the purposes of this talk, I'm going to be discussing when the grower is forced to plant late. And this can happen for several reasons. Mainly in Iowa, it's too wet and too cold. I got a picture here. I just picked off Google Images of a guy trying to go through his field when it was too wet. Also, maybe he got in on time, but he had to replant his crop. This could be due to hail damage when the growing point is above the soil surface, or maybe it was just too cold when he planted, got poor stand emergence. And finally, cover crops. I know they're great, we've heard a lot of good things today about them, but they do keep the soil colder longer, and they you have to factor in termination time as well. All right, so questions when a grower typically has when forced with a late plant decision is, well, what maturity group should I use to get the highest yield? Should I continue to use my long season maturity, or should I switch to a shorter one? And some things to consider when making this decision is that long season maturities have higher yield potential. The image right here depicts about a 1.5 to 2.5 bushel increase per acre per maturity day increase. And this graph over here depicts why we might not want to pick a long season maturity is because it might not mature before killing frost. They take a lot longer to progress through their phenological stages. This is data from an April planting date, so each maturity had enough time to, you know, reach maturity before harvest. And what we found was the long season maturity took 10 days longer than the short season and about 4 days longer than the medium length hybrid. Which leads us to the objective of the study, and that is finding the optimum hybrid maturity for a given planting date within a season. To test this, we had 3 sets of hybrids, each containing a hybrid that is well adapted to its respective region. Notice the central region is a combination of the longest 2 hybrids from the north and southern, where the northern represent the short season and the southern represent the long season. And of course, these were planted 4 times throughout the growing season from about mid-April till late June. Notice this is a target planting date, and the actual planting date for this experiment varied quite commonly by more or less 5 days due to weather inconsistencies between each region and between each year. Like I said, we had several sites. Each one of these is an Iowa State University research farm, with the north being represented by these 3 sites, the central are Ames plots, and southern being those 3 sites. And this was replicated over 3 years. Great. So now to the exciting thing, our results. And for the most part, when taking planting date out of the equation, we saw maturity group wasn't all that important. And I know what you're probably thinking, it's because the long season hybrids did really well when planted early, and the short season hybrids were able to compensate by doing well when planted later. And for the most part, if you were thinking that, you'd be kind of wrong, unless it was in the northern region, in which we did see a significant increase by planting the short season hybrid in late June. As far as the central and south regions, though, it appears like the long season maturity was your best bet every single time. Now, this is most likely because their growing seasons are just a little bit longer and a little bit warmer than in the north. So when planted late, the short season hybrid doesn't really have a chance to compete with the long season hybrids because they're getting enough GDD units and enough time to kind of reach their yield potential. I say that because we do notice, you know, a pretty sharp decline as planting is delayed. But noticing that maturity wasn't all that important, we decided to look at planting date. And what we found was the first two, mid-April and early May, were pretty much always the same, followed by a decrease on the early June planting date and a really big decrease on the late June planting date across every single region. And looking at this trend, we were able to fit a linear quadratic model treating planting day of year as a continuous variable. We determined that an optimum planting date in which planting before you saw no decrease in yield or yields would be statistically the same, but planting after, the yield would decrease exponentially the further you moved away from this critical point. And if you can't interpret that immediately, that was May 8th, May 12th, and May 6th for North, Central, and South, respectively. You might also notice that there's a lot of variability between the planting dates. And since we've already ruled out maturity group, this has to be climate difference between the three sites within each region and also the amount of rain they get. Some years obviously do better than others, so maybe your critical day of year gets pushed to, I don't know, 150 in the north and so forth for the other regions. Also should be noted, yields are much higher in the southern region, especially compared to central, and a little bit more than the north. This really is showcasing that they have a longer, warmer growing season and the crops are able to take advantage of that. And I know I've really powered through this, but in conclusion, planting date was by far the largest contributor to the variation in yield, followed by climate, and then maturity group bringing up the rear. So just to reiterate, planting before your critical period for your respective region, you should expect pretty stable yields. Planting after, you want to plant pretty close because yields will decrease pretty rapidly. And we did see when the growing season was shorter in the north that the switching to a shorter hybrid did have a positive benefit. And with that, I'd like to thank you all again. And are there any questions?
Questions for Mitch?
Yes.
So you see that very steep decline on your next planting date. You kind of suggested that would be
this one.
Frost.
Yes. At the beginning of the year, the plant's not maturing.
Could you repeat the question, please? I just wondered if there were other contributing factors in lower yield because you end up with smaller cobs, you end up with other. It seemed like a fairly steep decline just related to.
What we did see was, yes, smaller ears because planting later really tends to favor vegetative growth over reproductive growth. So, and plus the grain field period was much shorter before the killing frost cut off all growth to the ears. I hope that answered your question. Is there another one?
So just tell them, yep. Did you do any yield component analysis? Look at like what was the driver behind the decline in yield? Was it number of kernels per year or kernel bit?
I don't actually have that data, sorry. Yes? Really? I don't think it's necessarily due to heat stress in Iowa, but it very well could be. Especially in the southern regions, some years we had 21 different site years, and obviously all of them being a little different. Some years were a lot hotter than others, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if we saw some heat stress in the southern region. I believe you had a question.
Yes, I wonder how do you accomplish that different maturities? Were you using kind of the same type of company, mm-hmm. same type of hybrids from the company?
Yes, these.
Different companies, and how do you
These are all well adapted hybrid maturities from Pioneer. Yep, they're all from Pioneer. Anyone else?
Okay, thanks.
No? All right, thank you.